试卷五口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Two points are worth highlighting concerning language learning. The first is about providing context that students find familiar or interesting. Research suggests that students learn more effectively when their attention is focused on real-life situations. The second point is about the importance of learning through interaction. Communication, a primary objective of language learning, is about people interaction. In the language classroom, real interaction must involve the sharing of real information. The most successful language teachers are therefore those who are able to provide an environment which engages students in lively interaction and exchange of information. Another area of experiment is in the use of English as a tool for effective learning of the mother tongue. Some teachers have indeed been doing so for some years on an informal basis. The project is being monitored, but the feedback from teachers and students has been very encouraging. Passage 2. Until the late 1940s, when television began finding its way into American homes, companies relied mainly on print and radio to promote their products and services. The advent of television brought about a revolution in product and service. Today, the internet is once again transforming promotion. In any case, the purpose of advertising is to sell goods. This means that the advertiser is going to try to make you think you want something whether you need it or not. In other words, the advertiser is creating a demand for his product. This is fine. Remember, all the goods being produced today have to be sold, and you cannot buy something if you do not know about it. Let us see how advertisers try to reach the teenage consumer. All consumers have certain basic needs or wants: food, clothing, and shelter. But the basic needs of most teenagers are provided for by their parents. Even here, though, advertisers appeal to teenagers because they know that the kind of food mom buys, or the furnishings in a teenage girl's room, will be partly determined by teenagers.